This recording is provided by Christian Missionary Fellowship International, Boston. You're welcome to make free distribution to friends. However, all for-profit distribution is a violation of existing copyright and other applicable laws. For more information about our churches, visit www.cmfiboston.org.
Seigneur, nous te disons merci pour ce matin. Nous prions que tu nous conduises dans l'enseignement de ce matin.
Father, we thank you for this morning and we ask that you will lead us in this morning's teaching.
Merci, Seigneur, pour ce que le frère nous a montré ce matin concernant l'assemblée de Montréal.
Lord, thank you for what the Lord has shown us with regard to the Montreal Assembly this morning.
L'organisation des réunions.
The organization of meetings.
La croissance de l'assemblée.
The assembly's growth.
La concentration.
The focus.
Nous prions que tu continues à nous enseigner dans cette session.
So we ask that you continue to teach us in this session.
Et nous prions même, Seigneur, que les gens de la cuisine nous soient favorables.
And we even pray that we'll find favor with the people at the in the kitchen.
Conduis-nous dans ce jour aussi, Seigneur.
Lead us through this day, Lord.
Au nom de Jésus-Christ.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Smile at your neighbor.
Sourire à ton voisin.
Don't just smile, give yourself away.
Ne souris pas juste. Donne-toi à ton voisin. Ouvre-toi à ton voisin.
No. I want you to know the person's name.
Je veux que tu connaisses le nom de ton voisin, la personne avec qui tu parles.
Or stand and know the name of one person.
Alors, viens-toi et puis cherche à connaître le nom d'une autre personne.
One person.
Viens-toi et cherche à connaître le nom d'une personne.
Okay, finish.
Okay, c'est terminé.
If I tell the ball again, how long do you think you know?
Yeah.
The society is dangerous.
Yes.
Yeah. It's helpful. When we're in the street, Now this is cutthroat society.
And first I was not a citizen because they give preference to people who are coming in West Side. My papers were coming in West Side and they were complicated. So that was why I couldn't even get an immediate insurance at the pregnant woman. Because they gave the only to citizens.
What papers do you have now?
Now I have a working permit. I have a travel. I can travel without any problem to anywhere.
Based on what?
How I feel.
I'm not an actor, actually. That's how I feel. Yes. Alright, is that the design of your hat?
Not really mine. I'm looking at the boy. Not really. I mean, we're hoping that he does the treatment and he feels inside.
The first time she did, yeah. Because there's anyway, my elder brother worked very hard to take care of all of us. I could not have gone as far as I did because, but for him, I didn't bother about the family, he carried everything. So it depends. But generally, girls, I think the mature person. All right. 2 weeks ago at the University of Prayer, I showed the brethren my meditation book of 1970.
J'ai montré aux frères mon cahier de méditation de 1970.
And I read my meditations of 1970 to them.
Je leur ai lu mes méditations de 1970.
They were not long.
Elle n'était pas long.
In fact, it was a diary of this size.
En fait, c'était un agenda de la taille de ce cahier.
Hardcover.
Couverture rigide.
And each page was divided into 3 days.
Et vous avez divisé chaque page
They did it.
L'agenda, une page d'agenda contenait 3 jours. Était pour 3 jours. Donc, il y a en 3 par section.
So I wrote what I learned from the passage.
Donc, j'écrivais ce que j'avais appris du passage.
On one portion of it, and I wrote
dans une portion d'une section
what I had to obey on the other side.
Et ensuite, de l'autre côté de la même du même tiers, j'écrivais ce que je devais obéir par rapport au passage.
There were things that God said in 1970.
Il y avait des choses que Dieu m'a dit en 1970.
That apply today.
Qui s'applique encore aujourd'hui.
And it's important that I have the record of what God has said. In fact, since 1966.
Et c'est important que j'ai des records de tout ce que Dieu m'a dit en fait depuis 1966.
Some of you have seen my big books.
I
didn't start with big books. A child who starts with his father's size shoes. Will fall many times.
Va tomber plusieurs fois.
Get one of these.
Procure-toi un de ces petits carnets.
And put one page for a day.
Et utilise une page pour une journée.
To read the word of God.
Pour lire la parole de Dieu.
And write what God is saying to you.
Et y inscrire ce que Dieu est en train de te dire.
Especially what you are to obey.
Spécialement ce que tu dois obéir.
Then you can easily turn and ask, this is what God said, did I obey? Did I obey?
Ce que tu peux facilement feuilleter des pages et te demander, ce que Dieu m'a dit, ai-je obéi?
After some years,
après un nombre d'années,
you can go to the second size of the notebook there.
Après un certain nombre d'années, tu pourrais partir
au
cahier de dimension un peu plus grande qui se trouve à l'arrière.
When you have grown and this becomes small,
lorsque tu as grandi, tu as fait du progrès et que ce petit format devient petit,
you can go to that.
Tu peux passer au format un peu plus grand, celui-ci.
But it won't be hardcover. So that in 30, 40 years you still have it.
So que dans 30, 40 ans tu l'as encore.
Because when you go before the Lord,
parce que lorsque tu vas devant le Seigneur,
God may tell you things that concern 50 years to come.
Dieu pourrait te dire des choses qui concernent ce qui va arriver dans 50 ans.
Another use of this notebook could be what I call single page prayer requests.
Ce que j'appelle les requêtes de prière d'une page.
Some people take that page, they fill it until the whole page is overflowing with things, so that when you look at it, they are so discouraged to read it because there's so much on it.
Certaines personnes prennent leur page et puis la boue d'informations, au point où quand tu prends la page, tu la regardes, tu es juste découragé de chercher même à lire ce qui est écrit.
Then they are discouraged.
Puis ils sont découragés.
They don't go back to read.
Elles ne retournent pas lire ce qu'elles avaient écrit parce que c'est tellement touffu et épais.
I have special prayer topics. I write one prayer request per card.
J'ai des sujets de prière spéciaux que j'écris sur une page. Je peux utiliser un carton pour écrire juste ce genre de sujet de prière.
A hundred of them make one volume.
Quand j'enregistre 100, ça fait un volume.
And I have 81 such volumes.
Et j'ai 80 tels volumes.
To take out a card and play one prayer topic is not tiresome.
Sortir une carte et pour prier juste pour un sujet de prière, c'est pas fatigant.
But if there were 50 prayer topics there,
si y avait 50 sujets de prière,
you look at it and you're already tired.
Tu regarderais au carton celui qui serait déjà fatigué en partant.
Part of wisdom is to make the process easier.
Une partie de la sagesse consiste à rendre le processus plus facile.
You can put one and say 2007.
Tu peux prendre un des cartons puis mettre à l'entête 2007.
One prayer topic per page.
Un sujet de prière par page. Donc, tu peux prendre un des
on
des
a small one,
de petits registres, là,
200 prayer requests.
Sur un de ces petits registres là, tu peux enregistrer jusqu'à 200.
One per page.
Il y a un par page.
When you go on your prayer walk, you hold it and you pray from one to the other.
Tu l'emportes avec toi et puis tu pries pour une requête à la fois.
A pastor with 50 people in his church,
un pasteur avec 50 personnes dans son église,
has a page for each person.
dispose d'une page pour chaque personne.
And puts a number of prayer topics for that person.
Et il enregistre un certain nombre de requêtes de prière pour cette personne.
When you meet a person you have been praying for, you are bonded.
Lorsque tu rencontres une personne pour qui tu as eu l'habitude de prier, il y a un lien qui se fait entre vous.
When you see a person,
lorsque tu rencontres une personne,
no. When you counsel a person,
lorsque tu conseilles une personne,
when it goes away,
après qu'elle s'en soit allée,
you write one prayer topic about his request.
Tu enregistres une requête de prière. À propos de ces demandes, de ces
so that you are constantly lifting the person of the Lord along the lines of the person's needs.
De sorte que tu es constamment en train de lever la personne au Seigneur dans les lignes des besoins de la personne.
Also, so that you don't say, I will pray for you, and then you don't pray.
Aussi, en tant que tu le dis par quelqu'un, je vais prier pour toi, puis tu ne pries pas.
People just say, pray for me, pray for me. Whatever they mean. They don't tell you specifically what to pray. We say people are just praying in tongues. But you pray expecting nothing.
Là, tu pries, ne t'attendant à rien.
Exercising faith for nothing.
Tu mets ta foi en t'attendant à rien.
But somebody says,
quelqu'un te dit,
I am cut off from God.
Je suis déconnecté d'avec Dieu.
Pray that I would find God again. Then you pray and pray that the person will find his way back to the heart of God. When he's back to God, he will tell you and you will know that the prayer has been answered. If the person says, I've lost my hunger for the word of God. I used to hunger for the word of God. But I have no hunger anymore. Then you pray that God will bring that person back to hunger for God. And as you pray, one day God will bring the person back. And the person will be like, a person was bound, he's free. And the whole relationship changes. So that you pray for answers. If we are five in the assembly, and 150, Lord, add the person number 6 to the assembly. Would you pray until the 6th person is added? Lord, add the 7th person. Because the Lord adds daily to the church. Or adds one after another. The day the 6th person becomes a member of the assembly, you celebrate. Then the person will know that he's important.
Alors la personne saura qu'elle est importante.
And then you do all to keep him there. But if he enters, there's no indication that somebody has something has happened. The way he leaves, there will be no indication that something has happened. In one country, I won't tell you which. Somebody became minister and didn't see the head of state until he was removed from minister. He had not yet been received by the head of state. He has never had the opportunity to shake the president's hand. There are many churches like that. What's that back? I was sharing with I shared from this book the fact that in the United States the ratio of the loss received is constant, 32%.
J'ai partagé avec vous à partir de ce livre écrit aux États-Unis comme quoi le ratio du nombre de croyants par rapport au nombre de non-croyants est demeuré constant à 32%.
For decades.
Depuis des décennies.
In another study,
dans une autre étude,
it was shown that
il a été démontré que
in the churches in the United States,
dans les églises aux États-Unis,
92% of the members were the fruit of personal evangelism.
92% des membres étaient le fruit de l'évangélisation personnelle.
92%.
92%.
6% came from church-based evangelism.
C'était le résultat de l'évangélisation faite par l'église en entier.
You say, okay, we're having a campaign at church. You invite somebody who is saved in your church meeting place.
Comme l'église organise une campagne d'évangélisation et on invite des gens qui viennent écouter l'évangile qui sont sauvés là au lieu de réunion.
The study showed that television.
L'étude a montré que la télévision,
radio,
la radio,
crusades,
les croisades,
amounted to only 2% of the believers in the American churches.
Contribuaient pour seulement 2% des croyants dans les églises aux États-Unis.
And that 2%,
et que ces 2% là,
was won at the expense of 98% of the resources.
Était gagné à partir de 98% des ressources.
Because television is expensive.
Parce que la télévision coûte cher.
Radio is expensive.
La radio coûte cher.
Crusades are expensive.
Les croisades coûtent cher.
But all that brings in only 2%.
Mais tous ces moyens-là apportent seulement 2% des résultats.
92% of the members belong to where you just build a relationship and you witness your person and you believe.
Provenaient d'une relation personnelle bâtie personne à personne.
It is shocking.
C'est choquant.
Because you may say, large numbers of crusades.
Parce que vous pouvez voir les grands nombres à la croisade.
Most of them are believers.
La plupart d'entre eux sont des croyants.
When you start evangelizing believers, you know it's a near impossible task.
Lorsque vous commencez à évangéliser les croyants, vous savez que c'est une tâche presque impossible.
Those who turn to Christian radio stations,
ceux qui se tournent vers les stations de radio chrétienne,
are largely believers.
Sont massivement des croyants.
Unbelievers will not turn to a Christian radio station.
Les non-croyants ne se tourneront pas à une station de radio chrétienne.
What is being said that does not interest them? The music does not interest them. The talking does not interest them. An unbeliever wants something that agrees with what is on his heart.
Le non-croyant veut quelque chose qui va qui est en accord avec ce qui est sur son cœur.
When I think about it, I said that we are failing madly in communicating. In Cameroon, people are still interested in the gospel. If you go by the roadside, with your guitar, even if it's out of tune, and you are making taranko, you are striking the strings, and singing something and clowning, very soon you have a crowd to whom to preach. The believers are not doing that. If you can even sing better than a frog, and you sit somewhere by the roadside, very soon you have a club. Then you get them to begin to say, hey. After that, you preach. I was in Alexandria. The Holy Spirit was upon me. We had a break. I just went to the seashore.
La plage.
I was singing, I let Jesus in, he changed everything, life is wonderful now. I was singing and dancing. Those were smokers, young men, all smoking. They surrounded me and they were dancing. And I told them, drop the cigarette. They dropped it. I said, smash it. And they were listening. I was the hero. I began to preach. Then my host looked from inside. He ran outside. And came and dragged me inside. I was with Sarah. Because in Egypt, it's not allowed to preach outside. It's a crime. That's why we should enjoy the freedom you have here. We should enjoy the freedom that you have here. And also that's why the judgment will be more severe for those who have such opportunities. What I'm saying is that we are not communicating. We are stopping believers until they are suffering from indigestion. So Christian crusade. Spending millions and millions.
Dépensant des millions et millions de dollars.
Play your guitar.
Pas ta guitar.
Go near a bar.
Va à côté d'un bar.
And start striking the strings.
Commence à griser les cordes.
You soon have your audience.
Bientôt tu vas avoir ton auditoire.
It is not those who go to church.
Ce ne seront pas ceux qui vont.
The man will stand there with his beer.
L'homme va tenir avec sa bière.
Drinking.
Buvant.
But the ears are open.
Mais les oreilles sont ouvertes.
And faith comes by hearing.
Amen. La foi vient par ce qu'on entend.
The church is not the place of evangelism.
L'église n'est pas le lieu de l'évangile.
The church is the place of building the saints.
L'église est le lieu pour partir les saints.
Out where the sinners are. Out where the sinners are.
C'est dehors que se trouvent les pécheurs. C'est dehors que se trouvent les pécheurs.
In Europe, sometimes I find this Algerians and the rest.
They're
doing some things like that, they're dancing and doing something like that, and collecting money. And the people are there to keep the money. That is where we should be evangelizing. People are interested in the gospel. The church must become a moving evangelistic center.
The church doit devenir un centre d'évangélisation en mouvement. Un centre d'évangélisation ambulant.
If I were looking for a church to join,
si j'étais à la recherche d'une église à laquelle nous joignons,
I'll ask the pastor.
Je demanderai au pasteur.
What is your growth rate?
Quel est ton taux de croissance?
If you are not growing rapidly,
si tu es en train de croître rapidement,
I'll say wow.
Je
vous dirais. This guy will sit until I have pain in my buttocks.
There
was a time in Yaoundé.
Il y a eu un temps à Yaoundé.
But Jacques was in charge of the center, was in the old building.
Le frère Jacques était en charge du centre qui était là.
You could not come in without an unbeliever.
Tu ne pouvais pas y entrer sans un non-croyant avec toi.
I was speaking that morning.
Je devais prêcher ce matin-là.
I could not go there empty-handed because I was going to preach.
Tu ne pouvais pas y entrer les mêmes villes parce que c'est moi qui prêchais.
I drove to Douala Road.
J'ai conduit pour aller sur la route qui m'a.
And I got somebody to come with me. I got in the car.
J'ai attrapé quelqu'un pour le coup, attrapé dans mon auto pour venir avec moi.
That was my passport to enter.
C'était mon passeport pour entrer dans la salle.
Although I was the speaker.
Quoique c'était moi l'orateur.
I will never forget because.
Je n'oublierai jamais cet incident parce que.
Afterwards.
Après cela.
The fellow said, I'm told that when people come here, you give the money, give me my own. I had to drive him back to Douala Road to leave him where I took him. But the speaker was not allowed to come in without having brought somebody. When there are 90 believers and 4 unbelievers, the evangelism messages hurt believers. Because you want to show the unbeliever how lost he is. He may go and be scratching wounds that are already healed for believers. The believer must know that it is to this. The believer says that must know that this message is for this person who is sitting here. So he's praying and praying and praying.
Le croyant devrait savoir que ce message que vous faites, personne qui est assise là, lui, il est en train de prier pour elle, prier pour elle.
C'est un believer here, believer.
Un croyant.
Then you start praying that the believers will be converted a second time.
Et là, tu commences à prier pour que les croyants soient convertis une deuxième fois.
There are no two conversions.
Il n'y a pas de deux conversions.
We are not reaching out to the lost.
Nous ne sommes pas en train d'atteindre les perdus.
We have become too holy. Most believers have no contact with any unbelievers.
Beaucoup de croyants n'ont pas de contact avec des non-croyants.
They are establishing Christian city on earth.
Ils ont en train d'établir la cité chrétienne sur la terre.
Christian cities stink. Now, when you are eating, and there was a big lump of salt that did not dissolve, and you bite it, you feel very bad. So when Christians come and they are congregating together, becomes bitter. Because salt is to salt the world.
Parce que le sel, c'est pour salir le monde.
Salt is not to salt the salt.
Le sel n'est pas fait pour salir le sel.
It must change.
Il faut que ça change.
What my niece says,
what's my niece doing?
To talk about the church growing in percentages is to talk about a Baptist church.
Parler d'une église, de la croissance d'une église en termes de pourcentage, c'est parler d'une église rétrograde.
So the church has grown by 20%, 30%.
Oui, l'église a cru de 20%, 30%.
He said the church grows by fours.
Il dit que l'église croît de façon exponentielle.
Fours. There's a twofold growth. That's from 100 to 200.
Par multiplicité, par multiplication. Il faut parler du doublement.
And he talked about a church that went from 300 to 2,000 in 1 year.
Et il parle d'une église qui est passée de 300 à 2,000 en une année.
In Hong Kong.
À Hong Kong.
In that book, one of the elders said, growth depends upon us.
La croissance dépend de nous.
So we are 300.
Et nous sommes 300.
If we want 100 to be added, we'll get it added. If we want 1,000 to be added, we'll get it added.
Si nous voulons 100, nous allons
avoir. Si nous
voulons 200, nous allons avoir. Si nous voulons 2,000.
And he said,
il a dit,
it is the whole church
c'est toute l'église
involved in the ministry.
Impliqué dans le ministère.
Now, I want to say that the derailment of the church in our generation is beyond telling.
Le déraillement des églises dans notre génération est au-delà et indicible.
You are a member of which local church?
De quelle église locale es-tu membre?
You are the member of which local church?
Because
if you are a wandering star,
sinon tu es une étoile filante.
That people belong to no local church. They do not understand this Bible, no one did. They belong to no local body.
Ils n'appartiennent à aucun corps local.
They're just a hand that is flying in the air.
Elles ont juste une main qui vole dans les airs.
Or a mouth that is flying in the air like that.
Ou alors une bouche qui vole dans les airs comme ça.
You may land into that mouth.
Tu pourrais atterrir dans cette bouche-là.
It will close.
Elle te refermera sur toi.
It produces what people call independent ministries.
Ça produit ce que les gens appellent des ministères indépendants.
Which means rebel ministries.
C'est des rebelles, des ministères rebelles.
Each man doing his own thing when he wants, how he wants.
Il fait sa chose comme il veut, quand il veut.
He's not under authority.
Il n'est pas sous autorité.
He's not accountable.
Il n'est pas. Il ne rend pas compte.
Nobody can call him to question.
Personne ne peut l'appeler à rendre compte.
I obtained permission to come here.
J'ai obtenu la permission de venir ici.
The elders of the Saint Yaoundé, under the leadership of Brother Dumbafo, blessed me to come.
Les anciens de l'église de Yaoundé sous l'autorité de leadership du frère Dumbafo m'ont béni pour que je vienne ici.
My tithes are given to that church unfailingly.
Mes dîmes sont données à cette église sans faute.
That church has priority to my ministry.
Cette église a la priorité sur mon ministère.
I've had to cancel journeys that were made next month, for next month.
That was planned. J'ai dû annuler les voyages qui étaient planifiés pour le mois prochain.
Week before last.
La semaine avant dernière.
They fasted for 7 days, as I said.
Ils ont jeûné pour 7 jours, comme je vous l'ai dit hier.
And the children for 3 days.
Et les enfants ont jeûné pendant 3 jours.
From last Monday to Sunday, to Saturday,
entre lundi de cette semaine et samedi,
they were praying 5 hours every night.
Ils priaient 5 heures chaque nuit.
In 21 places.
Dans 21 endroits.
Tomorrow,
demain,
the whole church is going to meet in Damas to pray from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Toute l'église va se réunir à Damas pour prier de 8h du matin à 18h.
The other week,
la semaine prochaine,
they are going to go for evangelism every day.
Ils vont sortir pour l'évangélisation tous les jours.
Again for 7 days.
Pour 7 autres jours.
Then the following Thursday,
puis le jeudi qui suivra,
for 10 days,
pendant les 10 jours qui suivront,
they have this soul winning healing. They have the soul, they have the evangelism, healing and deliverance, crusade.
La croisade d'évangélisation, de guérison et de délivrance.
For 10 days.
Pour 10 jours.
They asked me to lead that.
Ils m'ont demandé de conduire cela.
So I had to cancel the programs that I had planned.
Donc j'ai dû annuler les plans que j'avais fait.
Because the local church is first.
Parce que l'église locale vient en premier.
I am under authority.
Je suis sous autorité.
I belong there.
Je leur appartiens.
My family belongs there.
Ma famille appartient à cette église locale.
One of the house churches is in a house.
L'une des églises de maison est dans notre maison.
They have a goal for this evangelistic period.
Ils ont un but pour cette période d'évangélisation.
3,000 new believers added.
3,000 nouveaux croyants ajoutés.
And 1,000 miracles to give testimony to the glory of God.
Et 1,000 miracles à rendre témoignage pour la gloire de Dieu.
Cabanas. Being made.
Yeah,
the handbills and every kind of thing.
The
printed out testimonies of the healings of the past crusades. Some people may know they will have something to become. If you do not belong to a local body, you don't belong to one local church. How can you belong to the universal church? Somebody said, I love humanity, I can't stand my wife. The people want to belong to the whole, to the mass of what we don't know.
They don't give a part in mass in form.
They will not be pinned down. Because then people know them. Because then you have to die to self. Then you have to deny yourself. Then your character is known. There you need to be corrected and encouraged. For those of you who don't know the value of a local church, who believe in flying in the air called ministry, I was telling the Montreal people about their publicity. I'm saying this so that I will not see the same mistake anywhere else. What is the copy? What is the title? They did the same thing in Nairobi. They say? CMFI. Contact CMFI.
Contact CMFI.
I told them, what is CMFI? CMFI. Criminal movement for?
Movement criminal for?
Criminal movement for infiltration.
Movement criminal for infiltration.
That's the contact.
C'est ça le contact qui est imprimé sur l'invitation.
When you put it like that, any man can give it his own. The same thing here.
La même chose ici.
Pour toute information, contactez CMCI Montréal.
Pour toute information, contactez CMCI Montréal.
For all information, contact CMFI Montréal.
Pour toute information, contactez CMCI Montréal.
No. For further information, come to contact Pastor Calvin.
Pour toute information, contactez Pasteur Calvin.
Bumcha. Because people deal with individuals, with persons. A person may have this. And not come. One night he has a problem. He phones that pastor.
il appelle ce pasteur.
And that this now a contact for salvation.
Et ce contact là conduit au salut.
But when I have a problem, I will not call, I will not phone CMFI. I will not call. Even if it's written Christian Mission, I won't contact Christian Mission Fellowship. That's what
my
guy says. I will contact an individual. The pastor's name must be there. He also tells him that if he commits crimes, he will be known. You see, attracts. For many years, I didn't bear my name. Even though I wrote them. Somebody told me, this is a tract. It's a tract. I wrote this, spiritual advisor. Somebody, what is that? So people deal with individuals. If you say a name, you can write to the person. If you are standing by the road, somebody puts his name, and then there are three people without their names. You see another person with his name. You need help, you go to a person whose name is that. In Kenya Airlines, the hostesses didn't carry any name. But from research,
mais à partir de la recherche,
they put the name.
Ils ont commencé à mettre leur nom.
So every hostess carries her name. Carries a badge.
Un badge pour son nom.
Their performance has increased.
Leur performance sont amis.
Because somebody can say this person was rude to me.
Parce que quelqu'un peut dire que cette personne nommément a été impolie envers moi.
Somebody can say this person served exceptionally.
Quelqu'un peut dire que cette personne m'a servi de façon exceptionnelle.
So there's a promotional system based upon how about the comments coming to about the air hostesses.
Donc il y a un système de promotion basé sur les commentaires des clients au sujet du personnel de bord.
If you carry your name,
si tu portes ton nom,
you begin to want to give your best.
Tu vas tout commencer à vouloir donner le meilleur de toi-même.
You won't want to do something because because they will identify you. When we want to commit crimes, they mask themselves, isn't it? So the pastor's name must be there. Even his contact. When people come to give their lives to Yaoundé now, we ask Bajo to come and say, look, from now on I am your pastor. From now on I take responsibility about what will happen to you spiritually. It's a commitment. One other thing that I want to add is, Stephen already got married 3 weeks ago. They wanted to write and thank the people who came to the wedding. So they wrote the thank you here and here.
Donc, ils ont écrit merci sur la page de couverture et sur la dernière page.
Inside here was how to come to the Lord Jesus Christ.
La même derrière, c'était comment venir au Seigneur Jésus Christ.
The four stages steps to come to Christ.
Les quatre étapes pour venir au Seigneur Jésus.
is the South Africa and them who worked it out. Somebody receives his thanks. He will read this. So, if you were put here, four steps to salvation. Then now becomes also an evangelistic.
Alors,
an evangelistic tract.
Alors, ces quatre invitations seraient à devenir en même temps un traité d'évangélisation.
So that you have lost no money, even if somebody does not come, he has a message.
De sorte que si vous n'aurez pas gaspillé l'argent, parce que si même quelqu'un ne vient pas, il a le message.
The event is over. The event is over, but the message that is on that part of it continues to circulate.
Mais le message qui se trouve sur cette partie-là des biens d'invitation continue de circuler.
It may go very far.
Ça pourrait aller très loin.
I also told them that it must be beautiful.
Je leur ai dit aussi que ce soit beau.
In Africa, even in Africa now, this will not pass. That which is for God must be beautiful beyond telling. All that is of mediocrity has no place in the kingdom of God. This thing that was produced somewhere,
cette invitation qui a été produite quelque part,
someone who read this,
quelqu'un qui lisait ça,
would say that I'm a fraud.
Dirait que je suis un fraudeur.
My highest degree, the DSE,
mon plus haut diplôme de DSE,
that's not how they write it. It's D dot capital S small c.
C'est D point, D majuscule point S majuscule petit c.
Then there's no university called Durham Hill in the world.
Et une université sur la planète appelée Durham.
I'm not talking about the laziness, the folly, and the negative of Christians. Listen, somebody takes it and looks at the universities of the world and finds that there's no door handle. So he said, this is a fraud. How can believers be so unthorough?
Comment les croyants peuvent-ils être si
No, no, it's not allowed.
No,
it's not allowed.
Pas permis.
And this brother has a master's degree.
Et ce frère qui a construit ça a une église.
But it's even a woman in the village.
Même une femme du village.
We're not talking about Durham. This it's not even Durham. It's Durham. And he has created a new university. Durham Hill.
Durham Hill.
Then he puts PH.
Ensuite, il écrit PH.
There's no dot. And then he puts organic chem.
Il écrit PH point D, pas de point après le D. Ensuite, il écrit ORG.
And the
chem.
And the O is small O.
Avec un petit O.
Everybody knows that you don't write a subject after PhD.
Tout le monde sait qu'on écrit pas
you don't write PhD in mathematics.
Après le titre PhD. On écrit pas PhD mathématiques.
You put PhD tout ça.
C'est PhD point à la ligne.
And then you write the university.
Et ensuite tu mets le nom de l'université.
It comes here.
Ensuite.
D dot.
Écrit B point.
B For the Bachelor of Science, he put small s.
Pour le BSc, dans le baccalauréat en sciences, il écrit B.sc.
Who does not say anything in the academic world.
Qui ne veut rien dire dans l'univers académique.
Then he puts Fourabé.
Ensuite, il écrit Fourabé.
There's no Fourabé University.
Il n'existe pas d'université Fourabé.
There's Fourabé College.
Il y a le collège Fourabé.
Et même si tu Fourabé College, Fourabé College doesn't award degrees. It's the University of Sierra Leone that awards degrees.
Même si il écrit collège Fourabé ne décerne pas de diplôme. C'est l'université de Sierra Leone qui décerne les diplômes.
I am trying to talk about something. Low standards among believers. Low standards among believers. A dreamy attitude.
Une attitude rêvasseuse.
The God of heaven demands
perfection.
Everything going in God's name must bear the mark of perfection. One of the reasons why I strove to get a GSC. I'm the only GSC in Cameroon. I'm the only GSC in Central Africa. Because when we have World Conquest University, I'll be the Chancellor, I will not be the Vice Chancellor. I'll come for the ceremonies. And I must have the biggest university the nation has.
Et je dois avoir the biggest degree. Le plus grand diplôme universitaire que la nation possède.
For the prestige of Jesus.
Amen.
It's not the Jesus who fails. It's not accumulation of failures in the name of Jesus. That which goes for God must be the very best. My friend Brother Zagugan told me.
Mon ami, le frère Jacques Ngama, dit,
he told me that his father told him.
Il m'a dit que son père lui a dit,
if you fail the A levels,
si tu joues
what do you call it here?
Diplôme d'études collégiales.
If you fail, you go to the seminary and become a pastor.
Si tu joues ton diplôme d'études collégiales, tu enverras au séminaire pour devenir pasteur.
If you pass,
si tu le réussis,
you go to university.
No.
Jesus Christ was the King of Heaven. He was the King of Heaven. And God had only one son. He sent one out of one. Everything for Jesus Christ must bear all the marks of perfection. When I go to a place, I shake the tables. Some tables are dancing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. No. Listen, Brian. Just where we are. Look at this tree. Look at how the sun is shining on it. This is unparalleled beauty. When you see the hand of God, from head to toe, perfect. So in the imitation of God, it is to bring the best that man can offer.
Il faut apporter le meilleur que l'on peut offrir.
So, Pastor Kevin, when you put that thing, because people think that preachers are always people who can do nothing else.
Parce que les gens pensent que les prédicateurs sont toujours des gens qui ne pouvaient rien faire d'autre.
Put your degrees there.
Mets des diplômes là.
Ruth and Philip in London.
Ruth et Philip à Londres.
He said when their neighbors discovered that they were graduates, they became interested.
Ils ont dit que lorsque leurs voisins ont réalisé qu'ils étaient des diplômés d'université, ils ont commencé à s'intéresser à eux.
And in what they had to say.
Et dans ce qu'ils avaient à dire.
Because they just thought that these are some Africans who are adventuring here because they can do nothing in Africa. We have been called to win a certain generation. It's not a generation in which illiteracy is an increase.
Ce n'est pas une génération où l'illettrisme est un actif, est un atout.
We use the world, but we don't abuse it.
Nous utilisons le monde, mais nous n'en abusons pas.
Paul said.
Paul a dit.
Is it right to lock up or to beat a Roman citizen before he has been trained?
Est-ce qu'il est juste d'enfermer ou de battre un citoyen romain avant d'avoir fait un procès?
Then the people began to tremble.
Les gens commencent à trembler.
He was just using his earthly rights
to advance the gospel.
But everything done for God must be beautiful. Simple and beautiful. It is said that a beautiful girl doesn't need much clothing. She just wears anything and it goes. So, everything for God must have the best touches. Because there will be marks for this in heaven. There will be marks for this in heaven. Everything is being graded. Everything is being graded. Everything is being graded. For eternal rank. Even when you are serving food, the way you serve it will affect your position that day. What you wrap it in will affect that day. When Adam sinned, they took leaves and covered themselves.
Lorsque Adam et Ève ont péché, ils ont pris des feuilles pour se cacher.
God killed an animal.
Dieu a tué un animal.
God skinned it and tanned it.
Dieu l'a dépouillé, puis l'a cané la peau.
Then God became a tailor.
Alors, et puis Dieu est devenu un couturier.
And sewed clothes.
Et il leur a cousu des vêtements.
So, that which of God.
Donc, ce qui est de Dieu.
And that which for God.
Ce qui est pour Dieu.
Must bear the marks of the glory of God. It must be for beauty and for glory. It must contain depth, breadth, and height. If it's not, if it has not reached perfection, it should be thrown. I read Bill Clinton's biography. The 907 pages. I wanted to find out what is the secret of this great man. You put my life to condemn in America, but some of you do not even have the courage to read the biography. Because you are twisted as Republicans. In fact, I'm amazed that people can be so biased and so imprisoned because of their political inclinations. Whether you like it or not, Clinton was great. Go and read that book. He was not perfect. He was a very great man. I'm talking to those of you who are Republicans. I am not amazed. Educated Americans. No, educated Americans.
Ah, les Américains éduqués.
They just do like villagers in village in Africa. They will not examine a candidate's objectively, who is not of their political bias.
Ils n'examineront pas objectivement un candidat politique qui n'est, qui est un candidat qui n'est pas.
For a Republican, somebody who is Democrat is already bad.
Pour un républicain, quiconque est démocrate est déjà mauvais. En passant.
And a Democrat, is a Republican,
you
have missed it completely.
Qui est passé à côté de la plaque.
Some years ago, I went to Port Harcourt, Nigeria. There was a man, a senior lecturer in zoology. It was time for the elections in Nigeria. Awolowo was making his last attempt to become president of Nigeria. And this man was a believer, born again of the blood that was shed. But he was from the east. He told me, I know Awolowo is the best person to be president of this nation. But I won't vote for him. He's Yoruba. And I'm Igbo. I won't vote for Yoruba man. I told him, it is spiritual scandal and academic disgrace. A believer has his tribe, heaven. And on earth, his objective. Then academics. Who refuses that which is best because it's not of his tribe? That's why I talk about a scandal and a disgrace. But it's not limited there. The Republicans who cannot see one good thing in all that Clinton did. There are Republicans in the US who cannot see one good thing in all that Clinton did.
Yeah, the Republicans of the United States can't see one good thing in all that Clinton did.
They are slaves.
It is slave.
Even though it's a free nation. Don't be like that.
It's not a concern.
In that biography of Clinton, earlier on he was serving as an aide to some politician.
Tôt dans sa carrière, il servait comme aide à un politicien.
Un certain politicien.
À un certain politicien.
He did some work for the man.
Il a fait un certain travail pour cet homme.
And bought it.
Et lui a apporté.
The man read and found mistakes. The man threw it at him.
Le monsieur l'a vu, il a vu trouver des fautes, il a jeté ça à la figure.
He brought it a second time.
Il est allé corriger, il lui a rapporté.
The man said, "I'm not looking at it."
Le monsieur a dit, "Je ne regarde pas ça."
Go and work at it again.
Va y retravailler.
He said, "Until you are convinced that I will find no error in it, don't bring it."
Le monsieur lui a dit, jusqu'à ce que tu sois convaincu que je ne trouverai aucune erreur, je ne l'apporte pas.
He was saying that only the best should be brought to his eyes.
On ne doit apporter que le meilleur à sa vue.
We are dealing with the King of Heaven.
Nous traitons avec le roi du ciel.
To bring anything that is less than the best.
Lui apporter quoi que ce soit qui est moins que le meilleur.
It's a great insult.
C'est une grande insulte.
To come and sing a song,
chanson,
which is the first attempt at your composition,
qui est la première tentative,
and you want to sing it before the believers.
Et tu viens pour le chanter devant les croyants.
It's rubbish.
C'est la pourriture.
Alone.
Seul.
You have to work at it. Until you work at it. Until you work at it. Until when you can improve it no more.
Jusqu'à ce que tu sois au point où tu ne peux plus l'améliorer.
Then it comes before the saints.
Et là tu peux apparaître devant les saints.
Listen, Ben.
Écoutez, frère.
For the first 30 years of my life,
pendant les 30 premières années de ma vie,
and the first 20 years of my preaching the gospel.
Et pendant les 20 premières années de mon ministère de prédication,
I wrote everything I was to say.
J'écrivais tout ce que je devais dire.
I wrote every word. If you're at home, I'll show you my volume of sermons. There are people who are drunk. They stand and start talking. It is
foolish.
As a teacher of chemistry,
en tant que professeur de chimie,
I wrote down everything I was to say.
J'écrivais
all the formulas.
Tout ce que je devais dire, toutes les formules.
So in the last 10 years, because I'm teaching the thing that I'm the world expert, that I write nothing. I'm teaching what we have published. The lack of thoroughness,
le manque de profondeur,
the lack of preparation,
le manque de préparation.
And then you stand before people.
May God
convict you.
Je convainc.
You write everything down.
Tu écris tout.
You pray it sentence by sentence.
Tu prises la phrase après phrase.
Before you come before the people of God.
Avant d'apparaître devant le peuple de Dieu.
Early on in Yaoundé.
Dans le début à Yaoundé.
When people were preaching.
Lorsque les gens prêchaient.
I would sit down.
Je m'assieds là.
And I would write them correction.
Et j'écrivais des corrections sur leur prêche.
And hand it to them.
Et je l'avais remis à la fin.
Normally they sent me their written sermon.
Normalement ils m'envoyaient leur sermon préparé à l'avance.
I will correct it. They will correct it before they come to preach.
J'ai apporté les corrections puis je les retournais et ils devaient les corriger avant de venir pour prêcher.
Brother Martin in Douala.
Le frère Martin à Douala.
It's true myself. He sent me his first 50 sermons.
Je les ai encore dans mes dossiers. Il m'a envoyé ses 50 premiers sermons.
I photocopied it.
Je les ai photocopiés.
I gave him the original.
Je lui ai retourné ses originaux.
Then I began to read to know what he's telling people.
Puis j'ai commencé à les lire pour savoir ce qu'il dit aux gens.
And to correct. The church in Douala ended up in December, there were 5,000.
L'église de Douala, à la fin du mois de décembre dernier, était à 5,000.
In 300 houses.
Dans 300 églises de maison.
Every month.
Chaque mois.
I have 6 pages of accountability from him.
Il m'envoie 6 pages de compte rendu.
Just a quantity of time.
Juste son compte rendu, l'utilisation de son temps.
The accountability of his finances.
Ensuite, les comptes rendus de ses finances.
The accountability of the gifts he receives.
Ensuite, les comptes rendus des dons qu'il reçoit.
So I have a big file with Bramatin's accountability.
J'ai tout un dossier avec les comptes rendus du frère Martin.
A few years ago,
il y a quelques années,
someone backslid.
Quelqu'un a retrogradé.
Then one day he went to him.
Et un jour il allait voir le frère Martin.
So on this day,
il a dit, à cette date,
I brought you two bunches of plantains.
Il t'avait apporté deux régimes de plantains.
On this other day,
dans tel autre jour,
I brought you two trays of eggs.
Je t'avais apporté deux sacs, alvéoles d'œufs.
I've left your God.
J'ai quitté ton Dieu maintenant.
Give me my money.
Rends-moi mon argent.
Then he went to Seraphim come.
Oui, ce monsieur est allé voir le père Seraphim come.
So on this day.
Et il lui a dit,
I brought you a bunch of
plantains. Il a apporté un régime de plantains.
And I brought you a tray of eggs.
Il t'a apporté une alvéole de.
I've left your God.
J'ai quitté ton Dieu. Rembourse.
So when you just say,
there are
no accounts. One day you'll be driven to prison. You are not accountable. You don't even know what you took. You are not accountable. Therefore, nobody can stand to testify about your integrity. Listen. Everything done for God must bear the marks of perfection. Every month I draw my own accountability.
Chaque mois, je fais mes propres comptes.
That's why I keep a record of everything.
C'est pourquoi je garde des records de tout.
Don't miss the point. We have said two things. Only the best is good enough for God. So in the biography, that man said, only bring that which cannot be improved any longer by you. And that's just to present to a political leader. You don't prepare what you are going to tell people. You just allow things to enter your head. God will throw you away as a wandering star. For being utterly unfaithful.
For être totalement infidèle.
Everything done for God.
Tout ce qui est fait pour Dieu.
A floor clean for God must be sparkling so that somebody can see himself through it. See a reflection. When you strike the strings for God, it must be one that can move the angels. The voice must be trained. In the book, Sodom had no Bible.
Dans le livre intitulé Sodom n'avait pas de Bible.
They also talks about somebody who had to perfect his speech by putting stones, pebbles in his mouth.
L'auteur parle de quelqu'un qui a dû améliorer son discours en mettant des billes dans sa bouche.
So that if you could speak with the pebbles, then without the pebbles, you would speak even better.
De sorte que s'il était capable de parler avec des billes dans la bouche, il savait qu'en allant devant, il pourrait parler encore mieux.
He wanted to improve his communication.
Il voulait améliorer sa communication.
Twelve out of 20 is bad.
12 sur 20 est mauvais.
If you have 60% in American case, you are flunked.
Si vous avez 60% dans un...
The United States, you are flunked.
Si vous avez 60% aux États-Unis,
70% you are flunked.
Tu as échoué. Pour 70%, tu as échoué.
So you are happy with mediocrity. I just read the book A Vision of Hell, A Vision of Heaven. It's just light-hearted reading. But she said that there's nothing that is of there's nothing of mediocrity in heaven. God is not a God of mediocrity. He does not accept the second best. There's no second best. When you do a thing for God, it must be one in town.
So that's unique en ville.
One in town.
Unique en ville.
When you set up a Christian business,
lorsque tu pars une affaire chrétienne,
must bear the marks of God.
Elle doit porter les marques de Dieu.
The other thing that I will criticize is that this thing does not say whether I'm a Christian or not. I could even be an atheist.
L'autre chose que je vais critiquer sur cette invitation de l'autre, c'est qu'elle ne dit même pas que je suis chrétien ou pas. Je pourrais facilement être un athée.
The failure of modern Christianity, a Muslim can speak on that thing.
L'échec du christianisme moderne, en fait, l'orateur peut très bien être un musulman.
When you prophesy to speaker,
lorsque tu fais la publicité d'un conférencier,
you must present the man in such a way that people want to hear him.
Tu dois présenter la personne de telle enseigne que les gens aient envie de l'entendre.
Identify him with the subject you want him to speak on.
Identifie-le avec le sujet sur lequel tu veux qu'il parle.
Use his credential to back the fact that he's the authority.
Utilise ses crayons pour appuyer le fait qu'il est une autorité, qu'il est une sommité.
You are trying to draw the attention of people.
Tu es en train d'essayer d'attirer l'attention des gens.
We are learning.
Nous sommes en train d'apprendre.
We are making progress.
Nous faisons des progrès.
Are you accountable to yourself?
Es-tu imputable envers toi-même?
Do you have an authority to be accountable?
As-tu une autorité envers qui tu es imputable?
Is there someone who can tell you are backsliding?
Yeah, I think they can tell you that you are backsliding.
Or you are bereaved.
Or you are bereaved.
Let me say one more thing, Brother Kevin.
Let me say one chose de plus près à Jean.
Was this person read by somebody whose first language is English?
Ceci a été écrit par une personne dont l'anglais est la première langue, la version anglaise de l'invitation.
Because it's very bad English.
Parce que l'anglais qui est là est très mauvais.
Does Jesus Christ recognize himself in everything we call Christianity and Christian living in a day? Recognizing himself is not English. That's the translation of French.
Est-ce que Jésus-Christ lui-même se reconnaît dans tout ce qu'on appelle christianisme et vie chrétienne de nos jours? La traduction anglaise est mauvaise, ce n'est pas du bon anglais. C'est une traduction littérale du français.
I am now appealing for humility.
Je suis maintenant en train de faire appel à l'humilité.
There is nothing I write.
Il n'y a rien que j'écris.
That does not go to Sir Helen.
Qui ne va pas à la Sœur Hélène.
To correct English.
Pour corriger l'anglais.
Brother Veuille, Ernest.
Le frère Ernest Veuille.
He has a PhD in English.
Un doctorat en anglais.
So he sends a thing to Helen.
Mais il envoie des choses à la Sœur Hélène pour qu'elle les corrige.
Hélène est l'autorité.
Hélène, c'est l'autorité.
And she has the gift of finding an error, even a comma, a dot, anywhere.
Et elle a le don de trouver.
Her eyes don't fall on the mistakes.
Les points sur les i, n'importe où. Ses yeux tombent juste sur les bons, sur les erreurs, là où elle se trouve.
It's a talent.
C'est un talent.
And this talent thing, they do not come by degrees.
Et cette affaire de talent, ça vient par les diplômes.
You can meet a villager.
Tu peux rencontrer un villageois.
In fact, Vasikesi told me.
En fait, le père Sikesi m'a dit.
My wife is not a strategician.
Il m'a dit, ma femme n'est pas une stratège.
But she can sell anything.
Mais elle peut tout vendre.
She can sell urine and people buy it.
Elle peut vendre les pipis, les gens l'achèteraient.
Whatever she wants to sell, she will sell and sell in large quantities.
Tout ce qu'elle veut vendre, elle le vendrait et le vendrait en grande quantité.
Last year, they made her director for African Petroleum in what they call the Northern Region.
L'année dernière, elle a été nommée directeur pour la compagnie pétrolière africaine dans ce qu'on appelle la région du nord au Nigeria.
She beat everybody.
Elle a surclassé tout le monde dans les.
What they call first without a second.
Ce qu'on appelle premier sans second.
C'est juste cela.
C'est juste une vendeuse.
You can go and bring your PhD.
Tu peux aller apporter tes doctorats.
MBA and all that.
MBA, tout le kit.
Your thing may die before you.
Ton affaire pourrait mourir avant que.
She will take and sell it.
Elle prendrait sa pièce et le vendrait.
We must recognize who is who.
Nous devons reconnaître qui est qui.
Know the limits of our authority.
Nous devons connaître les limites de notre.
The authority. Limits of our knowledge.
Les limites de notre connaissance.
And bring others in.
Et amener les autres à contribution.
So that we may succeed together.
Afin qu'ensemble nous réussissions.
Stars shine together.
Les étoiles brillent ensemble.
One African came.
Un Africain vint.
I saw a book he wrote about himself in the United States.
J'ai vu un livre qu'il avait écrit au sujet de lui-même aux États-Unis.
It was written there.
Il était écrit.
The man who single-handedly brought Nigeria to God.
L'homme qui tout seul a amené le Nigeria à Dieu.
Single-handedly.
De sa propre main.
Avec sa seule main.
Avec sa seule main.
That means when he was speaking, he was also translating.
Ça veut dire qu'avec pendant qu'il prêchait, il traduisait aussi.
When he was speaking, he was also cooking.
Pendant qu'il prêchait, il faisait la cuisine aussi à l'arrière.
When he was preaching, he was also serving. Before he came, he did all the publicity. And invited everybody and arranged everything. The man who single-handedly brought all Nigeria to God. Then one day, at the age of 60. He was preaching and just fell and died before his congregation. He also single-handedly died. No, nobody killed him. He died single-handedly. Don't be the man who single-handedly brought planet Earth to Jesus. It won't work. When I did my thesis, when I did my thesis, when I wrote my thesis, my supervisor was correcting it all along.
Mon superviseur corrigeait au fur et à mesure.
When the final draft was done,
lorsque le manuscrit final fut prêt,
he gave it to a specialist in one section of it. There was just a small chapter on reaction kinetics.
Il y avait juste un petit chapitre sur les réactions.
Then he gave another copy.
Lui, il a donné une autre copie de la thèse
to his wife, who was associate professor.
À sa femme qui était professeur à
Nantes. She used to look at it, look like this, just go from one word to the other, one word or that. Look at a comma.
Comme ceci, mot après mot.
Before we put the whole thing together.
Avant que nous avons mis toute la chose ensemble.
He was already professor for 25 years when he was doing that.
Et mon directeur avait déjà été professeur pendant 25 ans quand il donnait cela.
I was his 30th PhD student.
J'étais son 30e candidat au doctorat.
But he was not self-sufficient.
Mais il n'était pas autosuffisant.
Stars shine together.
Les étoiles brillent ensemble.
Stars shine together.
Les étoiles brillent ensemble.
You cannot succeed alone.
Tu ne peux pas réussir tout seul.
With another person, you already go further than you could have gone alone.
Avec une autre personne, déjà tu vas plus loin que tu serais allé tout seul.
With a third person,
avec une troisième personne,
you go further than both of you could have gone.
Vous allez plus vite que vous deux seriez allé.
To bond for success.
Se lier pour le succès.
But you have to be ready for your pride to be dismantled. But if you want to be the single-handed, you dare not ignore somebody.
N'ose pas ignorer quiconque.
Again, as a student,
toujours en tant qu'étudiant,
I went to Makerere. There was a machine from what they call the sodium pump. Sodium wire machine.
Il y avait une machine
for making sodium wire.
Une machine qui servait à faire du sodium.
I put sodium inside.
J'ai mis du sodium dans cette
I tried, I sweated, it wasn't moving. There was a fellow with a first cooling circuit.
Il y avait quelqu'un là avec un diplôme d'études primaires.
He saw me sweating.
Il m'a vu transpirer sur cet appareil.
He told me, please sir, let me help you.
Il m'a dit, s'il vous plaît, monsieur, permettez-moi de vous
aider. Well, I was already too tired to He put a little alcohol, put inside.
Il a mis juste un peu d'alcool dans l'appareil.
Then you could turn it with one finger.
Avec le petit doigt, tu pourrais faire tourner l'appareil.
Hmm. The Bible says, count each other better than yourself.
Considère les autres meilleurs que toi-même.
There's not one person who is not better than you in one thing.
Il n'y a pas une seule personne qui n'est pas meilleure que toi dans une chose quelconque.
Everyone on planet Earth.
Tout le monde sur la planète Terre.
Is better than you in at least one thing.
Est meilleur que toi dans au moins une chose.
He may be better than you in that he can keep quiet whereas you talk.
Il peut être meilleur que toi simplement dans le fait qu'il peut être silencieux tandis que toi tu parles.
May be better than you in that he can rest and sleep whereas you turn on your bed turning round.
Il peut être meilleur que toi simplement par le fait qu'il peut se reposer et dormir alors que toi tu es plus dans ton lit.
You wake up tired, he wakes up fresh.
Il se lève fatigué, lui se lève rafraîchi.
He can better than you in the fact that he can easily compare his sins, whereas pride is eating you.
Il peut être meilleur que toi par le fait qu'il peut facilement confesser ses péchés, tandis que toi, l'orgueil te ronge.
He may be better than you in that he accepts his lowly position, whereas you are so full of yourself that you cannot be corrected.
Il peut être meilleur que toi par le fait qu'il accepte ta position humble, tandis que toi, tu es trop.
Plein de toi-même.
C'est trop rempli de toi-même.
He can be better than you in that he can wash plates easily.
Il peut être meilleur que toi par le fait qu'il peut laver les assiettes facilement.
Are you running away from the very people who can help you succeed?
Est-ce que tu es en train de fuir des gens qui peuvent t'aider à réussir?
Because of pride.
À cause de ton orgueil.
Are you running away?
Est-ce que tu es en train de fuir
from the very people who can help you succeed?
Des personnes qui peuvent t'aider à réussir.
Most men cannot accept the fact that their wives are better than them.
La plupart des hommes ne peuvent pas accepter le fait que leurs femmes sont meilleures que.
Could it be that you have married a woman who is better than you?
Se pourrait-il que tu as épousé une femme qui est meilleure que toi?
Do you acknowledge it in your heart?
Est-ce que tu le reconnais dans ton cœur?
Or you want to pull her down so that it will be known.
Oh, I don't feel like her basic. I think it's what she.
No, when high school, a young man said, if my wife brings 10 good ideas, I will take one and reject 9 so that it may be known that I'm the boss.
Lorsque nous étions au secondaire, un camarade a dit, si ma femme a 10 bonnes idées, j'en prendrai une et en rejeterai 9 afin qu'on sache que c'est moi le chef.
Chief, fool,
insensé.
A man who rejects good ideas because they come from a wife.
Un homme qui rejette des bonnes idées parce qu'elles viennent de sa femme.
Or because he wants to show that he's leader.
Ou alors parce qu'il veut montrer qu'il est le leader.
It's a big baby.
C'est un gros baby.
Listen.
Écoute.
Even if you are better than your husband,
si tu es meilleur que ton mari,
in 99 things,
dans 99 choses,
and he is better than you in one thing,
et qu'il est meilleur que toi sur une chose,
he remains the king.
Il demeure le roi.
You are better than him in 99 things.
He is meilleur que lui dans 99.
He is better than you in one thing.
Il est meilleur que toi dans une chose.
He is the king.
Il est le roi.
You can have Nobel Prize winners in a country.
Tu peux avoir des prix Nobel dans un pays.
Sporting kings. Les rois dans les sports.
Ah, des rois dans les sports.
And all kinds of things.
Et toutes sortes de choses.
Creators of patents, builders of all kinds of things.
Des dépositaires de brevets, des constructeurs, des grands constructeurs, des grands bâtisseurs, toutes sortes de choses.
But the king is king.
Mais le roi, c'est le roi.
And you bring all those things and serve him.
Et si vous apportez toutes ces choses, vous servez le roi.
He may not know even to run.
Il pouvait même pas savoir comment courir.
But after you have got the prize, you come and place my district.
Et après que tu allé remporter le trophée, tu viens de déposer à tes pieds.
Don't have stomachache if you're a wife.
N'est pas des mots d'estomac, même si c'est une femme ici.
There's only one king in the home.
Il y a un seul roi dans le foyer.
And there's no cooking.
Et il n'y a pas de cour-roi.
There's no queen.
Il n'y a pas de reine.
There's no queen. In the kingdom of God, there are no queens. That's right.
C'est vrai.
There are no two thrones. One for the king and one for the queen.
Yes.
But the king,
mais le roi,
is a person who gathers around himself the best people.
C'est celui qui rassemble autour de lui les meilleures personnes.
And they tell him what to say.
Et ils lui disent ce qu'il doit dire.
And what to do.
Et ce qu'il doit faire.
I am commanding you now.
Je t'ordonne maintenant.
To stress out.
De t'étirer.
Lack the capacity to say I need help.
Manquant la capacité de dire j'ai besoin d'aide.
It's a good liability.
Manquer la capacité de dire j'ai besoin d'aide est un grand défaut.
Lacking the capacity to say I don't know how to do it.
Manquer la capacité de dire je ne sais pas comment le faire.
Well, I can do it, but I need you to do it better.
Ou alors, je peux le faire, mais j'aimerais le faire mieux.
I beg you, help me.
S'il te plaît, aide-moi.
If you don't stretch out,
si tu ne t'étires pas,
God is going to humble you.
Tu vas t'humilier.
Until you cry for help.
Jusqu'à ce que tu cries pour avoir de l'aide.
You are in the body of Christ.
Tu es dans le corps de Christ.
And the body is not a fat one fat eye jumping. If you see one fat eye coming towards you, one big eye, the whole person.
Si tu vois un gros œil qui la personne tout entière sautant en venant vers toi.
It looks at you.
Et te regardant.
Just take your position.
Prends ta situation.
With the nose, the mouth, the other parts.
Regarde, toi, je suis à le nez, la bouche, les autres organes, les autres parties.
Maybe you have brought on to be self-sufficient.
Peut-être que tu as été élevé pour être autosuffisant.
It must end today.
Ça doit cesser aujourd'hui.
Écoutez pour vous prier.
Que trois personnes prient.
I'm touching am I touching the left center of your being?
Je suis en train de toucher.
Am I?
Est-ce que je suis en train de toucher le nerf central
de ton nerf?
De ton nerf.
May God help you to bend that stiff neck and die.
Puisse Dieu t'aider à courber ce cou raide et mourir à toi-même.
That's what you need to rise higher.
C'est ce dont tu as besoin pour t'élever plus haut.
In one country,
dans un pays,
we have sent a number of missionaries.
Nous avons envoyé un certain nombre de missionnaires.
But because of their squabbles,
mais à cause de leur mésentente,
they cannot fuse together.
Ils ne peuvent pas fusionner ensemble.
They have different abilities.
Ils ont des habiletés différentes.
But each one plays the self-sufficient one.
Mais chacun d'entre eux est un autosuffisant.
Can you imagine the eye that says, I'm self-sufficient?
Peux-tu imaginer l'œil qui dit, oh, je suis autosuffisant?
The mouth says, no, look, I'm self-sufficient.
La bouche dit, non, 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 moi, je suis autosuffisant.
Yes, sir.
L'oreille dit,
I'm self-sufficient.
Je suis autosuffisant.
Oh, Brian, the heart of man.
Oh, frère, le cœur des hommes.
I went to that country.
Je suis allé dans ce pays.
Because I had to put one meeting together. They had to put the meeting together.
Parce qu'il avait fallu qu'ils mettent la réunion ensemble. Ça avait une réunion commune pour tout le monde.
There were fewer people than in one group.
Il y avait moins de gens que dans un seul groupe.
I am the Superman.
Je suis le super-homme.
God has no place for Superman.
Il n'a pas de place pour les super-hommes.
Do you know why Goliath's head was cut?
Savez-vous pourquoi la Goliath fut décapité?
It was a Superman.
C'était un super-homme.
That's why they cut off his head.
C'est pourquoi il fut décapité.
And they cut off the head of his brother.
Et on a décapité son frère.
Superman shall lose their heads.
Les super-hommes perdront leur tête.
They are not in the body.
Ils ne sont pas dans le corps.
Who are you acting as a Superman?
Où es-tu en train d'agir comme un super-homme?
Que ça peut prier?
That
God will pierce
the arrogant
hearts.
The cœur arrogant, the cœur indépendant.
the local almighties.
Les tout-puissants locaux.
Maybe your home.
Ça pourrait être un conflit.
Maybe your assembly.
Ça pourrait être dans l'assemblée.
Maybe a problem in your nation.
Ça pourrait être un problème dans ta nation.
Could three people come on prayer?
Que trois personnes viennent prier.
That God will expose.
Que Dieu expose.
There's no one to come and pray. Est-ce
qu'il y a quelqu'un qui vient prier? Briser en moi, Seigneur, ces chaînes d'arrogance, d'orgueil, Seigneur,
et de tout ce qu'ils ont, Seigneur. Seigneur, je voudrais, Seigneur, que tu crées en moi une personne nouvelle, une personne, Seigneur, capable d'accepter, Seigneur, et de comprendre les autres. Une personne, Seigneur, capable de connaître ses limites, Seigneur, et d'écouter, Seigneur, avec amour les autres. Seigneur, je te prie ce matin, Seigneur, afin que je puisse visiter, Père, toutes les assemblées, Seigneur. Toutes ces assemblées, Seigneur, remplies de personnes d'orgueil, Seigneur. Remplies de personnes, Seigneur, de mépris, Seigneur. Remplies de personnes arrogantes, Seigneur, et autosuffisantes, Seigneur. Je voudrais que, mon Dieu, que tu puisses visiter, Seigneur, toutes ces assemblées, Seigneur, afin que ces gens, Seigneur, puissent comprendre qu'ils ne valent absolument rien, Seigneur, si, Seigneur, ils n'écoutent pas les autres. Je voudrais que, Seigneur, que tu puisses mettre dans chacun de nos cœurs, Seigneur, un cœur attentif, rempli d'amour, Seigneur, et pas de tout suffisant, Seigneur, afin que nous rebattions auprès des autres qui nous sont dans les difficultés, afin que, Seigneur, nous venions à la rencontre de chaque personne, Seigneur, pour exposer nos problèmes, Seigneur, afin, Seigneur, de faire avancer ton œuvre dans l'unité, la paix, l'amour et la concorde, afin que, mon Dieu, de faire connaître à ceux qui ne te connaissent pas, oui, dans ta maison, il y a la paix, l'unité et l'amour, et que eux aussi qui viennent, qu'ils fassent comme nous, Seigneur, et que ton royaume, Seigneur, triomphe dans la gloire de ton Seigneur. Au nom de Jésus-Christ, je t'en prie.
Amen. Lord, I thank you, Lord, the ways that I've tried to be all these different parts of the body, Lord, that you never called me to. Father, I repent of this self, Lord, that rises up in me, that causes me to want to take over things that you never put me into, Lord. Father, I repent, Lord, for blocking your work. I repent for being a barrier to your work, Lord, for trying to do things that I was never supposed to do, Lord. That I repent of taking over positions that other people were supposed to do, Father. I repent of exalting myself, Father, of being self-sufficient, Lord, of having a pride that makes me rise up, Lord, to try to do things, Lord, to try to bring attention even to myself, Father. That I repent of stealing that glory, Lord, that only you are due. Father, I repent of simply not seeing, Lord, seeing your call, Lord, for all the different members of the body. I repent to you, Lord, for blocking your work. I repent to my church, Lord. I repent to the church that you called me to, Father. Lord, I ask that you would humble me, Lord, and help me to see the ways, Lord, to see the ways that you specifically called me, Lord. Help me to achieve perfection in those things, Lord. But help me to be humble, Lord, to submit to those, Lord, that you called to do the other parts, Lord, all the other parts, Lord, of the body. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you help me to be humble, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I still pray for myself on the spirit of self-sufficiency. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I still pray my emotions, I still pray my will, I still pray my heart on the spirit of self-sufficiency. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I tear self-sufficiency away from my life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I root it, I pull it out from the root. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and this day I confess, and I command my heart to ask for help. I confess that my emotions will be involved. I will ask for help. I confess and I command my will to ask for help. This day I command my heart to be humble. I command my heart to be humble. I command my heart to be humble. And I confess that I'll be humble to ask for help. I confess that my being will be humble to ask for help. I confess, Lord, that this day I will begin to experience a new level of progress as I humble myself and as I ask for help in your house, as I ask for help among your children, oh God. And I separate my entire being from self-sufficiency this day once and for all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Father, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, your people. For we have so thought that we understood your ways, and yet we are so far from living and doing that which pleases you. Jesus prayed in John 17 that we would be one as he was one with you. it always did what was appropriate in your eyes. We are to be one and one and care for each other, to humble ourselves, to be a team. We are to be the greatest team effort on this earth, mighty and powerful in your hands, pulling down every stronghold, first in our lives, first in who we are, so that we can be filled with your honor and your glory, and then to do your bidding and to see your kingdom established on this earth. I intercede for your people everywhere. I intercede at this moment now that you would speak across this earth to people and to rise them up in the knowledge of what we have heard, that you would have mercy on us, that our spirits would crumble before you and arise new things in us, that we would see the fullness of what you have designed and desired for so long for the hour in which we live. We need your help. We need your intervention for this to come forth in Jesus' name. And as we join together here this day, may the transformation come forth. May the cry of your servant's heart, as he has shared with us this hour, may it be realized, may it come forth. May this be a turning point across this globe, Father, for your will to arise and come forth. I thank you for your mercy upon us. I thank you for your mercy upon me individually also. I bless you, Father. I bless you. I bless you. For your work will be done. You will be honored, and you will be glorified, for that is what you have designed, and we are here to do it. And I thank you for your spirit to lead us into this. I pray now for all these, including myself, that have heard this message, that we understand the accountability towards you. We have heard much in this little bit of time about the great accountability we have before you, Father. Let us not take it lightly, that we need to be wise stewards of what we have heard, for now we are accountable for the fullness of that message. Thank you, Father, for transforming our lives and bringing us into the place that we go, where Paul said that we grow up in all things unto the stature, the fullness of Christ, for that is your design. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I just deny it and I reject and I repent from all forms of self-sufficiency in my life. And I pray that you expose my life, oh God, and the life of my husband and I, oh God, as leaders of the church in Maryland, wherever we are acting as supermen, oh God. I pray that you expose, oh God, every trace, oh God, in my life of acting as a superman. I pray, oh God, that be exposed, oh God, and I reject it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray, oh God, that the attitude of the Lord Jesus Christ, I embrace it, oh God, of considering others better than myself. I pray, oh God, for myself, and I pray for the leadership, oh God, of the church in Maryland, that it will be the pattern, oh God, of considering others better than myself, of including others, of asking for help, of seeking help. But I pray, oh God, that this message that stands shine together will be engraved in our hearts, oh God, and that it will become, oh God, the pattern, oh God, of our lives, oh God, to lead, to act, oh God, to help, to follow it, to ask this one person who knows it better than we do. Lord, I pray that this day, oh God, all forms of pride, of arrogance, of self-sufficiency be crumbled in my life, oh God, and that I know to say I need help, and I know to ask for help, and I know to seek for help, even for the things that I know, and I know to improve them, oh God, to ask for them, and I go better, Lord. I pray that you help each one of us here that will lead them to a different attitude towards others, Lord, and towards those who we need to find help from, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes. Father, I thank you for this day, and I thank you for the messages that we've heard, and God, how convicting they are, how true they are. And I ask you, Lord, forgive me for my independence, my self-sufficiency, doing things on my own. And Lord, this is the opportunity a lot of times because I'm not listening to you on how to help someone else. Lord, forgive me for anything I've said about in your people, including the sinner, because his eyes are blinded. One day he might be my brother or sister. Lord, just help me, God, and use me and be found in me, Lord, deeply. Get the things out of me that should not be. Like the one in Genesis where they said, and they remain trying to make a name for himself. Lord, it's so much in the culture as God in me, but I ask you to forgive me. Because you came here and you had everything. And you made of yourself no reputation. So help me, Lord, to be humble. And I think about the things that people do to me. To be more ready, God, to respond in love and forgiveness and kindness and prayer. And let this be so for my brothers and my sisters, Lord, your children. And bless, Lord, those who have children and those that will be. That we might be examples, God. And the best might be passed down to the next generation, not to be corrupted with the things that are in this world. The Lord be holy, one with you. As you said, I am, and thou in me, that he may be made perfect and righteous. And God, I just ask you to help me to understand the way you understand, not the way I understand. Father, I repent, Lord, for not obeying you, Lord, about giving accounts, about writing down my accounts and sending them every month. Father, I pray, O Lord, that you'd have mercy on me, Lord, that I'll finally get to it, O Lord. Father, I've said many times that I'll start doing it and start doing it, Lord, but never got around to it. But I pray, oh Lord, that it will change, oh Lord. I pray that it will change, Lord. And I commit myself, Lord, to change it. Lord, to begin recording careful accounts of my times, of my spiritual life and other aspects, and be accountable. And Father, I pray, oh Lord, that you birth, Lord, that you'll produce true repentance, Lord. Father, that there'll be true repentance, Lord, regarding this teaching that we've just heard. Father, we pray, I ask, O Lord, that there'll be true repentance, Lord, in my heart and in our hearts, Lord, of all of us who are here. But I pray that there'll be true repentance, Lord, for this message was spoken because it applies here, Lord. And we confess that it applies here, Lord. And we confess that it is critical for this time, O Lord. But I pray that we will not sweep it under the rug. I pray that we will not hide it, Lord. I pray that that our pride, Lord, will not keep us from repenting, from acknowledging, Lord, that it applies to us, O Lord. But I pray that you'll convict, O Lord, and birth to repentance. Birth to repentance, Lord, for the sake of your work here in Canada, for the sake of your work in America. Lord, I pray, oh Lord, that wherever there's been self-sufficiency, wherever there's been pride, wherever there's been a sense of I am better than this one, rather than a sense that this one is better than me. Lord, I pray that there'll be repentance, oh Lord, for the sake of your work, for the sake of the interest of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that there'll be true repentance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Lord, this morning I come to you with a heart full of repentance. And I think that you took us into circumstances and take away all kinds of pride. Lord, I pray that you circumcise my heart and take away self-sufficiency. Lord, this day I come and say I've failed where I thought that I could do it all by myself. Lord, I pray that you grant me a heart that is humble, a heart that seeks to reach out, a heart that goes for help when it needs help. Lord, thank you for the lesson that you're teaching me. Thank you for the lesson that you're teaching me. I pray that this will not just be a lesson for you, that this will be a lesson that I apply consistently. Lord, I plead that you write this deep in my heart, because there are no Superman in heaven, that I'm not a Superman, that I need to reach out for help when I need help. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pardonne-moi, parce que je manquais, Seigneur, de vision et on n'a pas regardé ce qu'on devait regarder. Seigneur, je te demande pardon, Seigneur, parce que je confesse, Seigneur, que je n'ai pas donné le meilleur de moi, Seigneur. Je viens confesser, Seigneur, que je manquais, Seigneur. Je manquais, Seigneur, d'aller chercher et d'aller chercher encore, Seigneur. Papa, Seigneur, aie pitié de moi, Seigneur. Et aide-moi, Seigneur, à rechercher, Seigneur, avec plus de détails, Seigneur, toutes les choses que je fais, Seigneur, et que je dis, Seigneur. Pour que les planifications soient plus parfaites, Seigneur, et que je donne le meilleur de moi, et le meilleur de moi, et le meilleur de moi pour toi, Seigneur Jésus. Je prie, Seigneur, afin, Seigneur, que j'arrive à ta gloire, Seigneur, et que je puisse savoir, Seigneur, que je fais toutes les bonnes choses, Seigneur. Que je donne le meilleur de moi, Seigneur. Merci pour cette parole que tu m'as donnée, Seigneur. Que les étoiles brillent ensemble et que les étoiles brillent ensemble, Seigneur. Et si j'ai besoin d'aide, Seigneur, je dois la demander seulement et je dois aller chercher l'aide. Je dois aller chercher l'aide pour savoir que les choses, Seigneur, qu'on en réussisse parce que c'est toute une équipe qui réussit, Seigneur. Je prie à ça, Seigneur, que j'aille. Que plus humble, Seigneur, plus simple, Seigneur. Je prie, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, que tu m'aides, Seigneur. Que toute la gloire te revienne. Je prie au nom de Jésus-Christ. Amen.
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 Seigneur Dieu, je viens de la de la vie. Je permets que je sois en cette assistance parmi mes frères, Seigneur, je viens te dire merci. Merci pour ce que tu m'as permis de me déplacer jusqu'ici. Merci pour tout ce que je suis ce matin. Je viens te prier spécialement pour mes enfants, pour Martial, pour Herman. Oh Seigneur, donne-lui la force de ne pas se sentir désarmé, mais plutôt nanti de ton esprit saint. Oh Seigneur, je viens te prier pour mes filles, Noël, Paul, Marie-Claude, afin que toi-même qui as permis qu'elles soient dans leur foyer respectif, qu'elles respectent leurs époux et qu'elles soient de tous soumises. Je viens te prier, Seigneur, pour tous les enfants du monde, à travers mes enfants, afin que tous ceux qui pensent qu'ils n'ont personne, qu'ils soient glorifiés par toi. Seigneur, élève tous tes enfants et que chaque enfant, Seigneur, soit gardé par toi. Pour les orphelins, pour les enfants malades, Seigneur, ce matin encore, nous venons ici, nous sommes là. Pour que tu nous donnes la force de lever nos voix vers toi. Pour que ces enfants qui n'ont personne, Seigneur, que nous prions pour eux et que toi-même tu les élèves pour nous. Je te dis merci. Parce que tu as permis que je sois avec toi. Que ton sang précieux lave tous ces enfants. Que tous ces enfants sachent, Seigneur, que tu es avec eux. Et disons merci. Merci pour tout ce que tu fais pour nous. J'ai prié au nom puissant de Jésus-Christ. Amen.
Are you threatened by defeat?
As-tu peur de la défaite? Est-ce que la défaite t'effraie?
We saw yesterday.
Nous avons vu hier.
That there's a veil on the unbeliever.
Qu'il y a un voile sur les pensées des non-croyants.
The veil is not limited to unbelievers.
Le voile n'est pas limité aux non-croyants.
The veil of salvation.
Le voile du salut.
Blinding somebody so that I cannot see the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior.
Aveuglant quelqu'un de l'autre, tu ne peux pas voir le Seigneur Jésus qui est comme sauveur.
Is torn at conversion.
Est déchiré à la conversion.
But there are other veils.
Mais il y a d'autres voiles.
That need to be torn.
Qui ont besoin d'être déchirés.
Why do believers stay? Why are believers comfortable in sin?
Pourquoi est-ce que les croyants vivent dans le confort du péché? Se sentent confortables dans le péché?
Why do believers hide their sin instead of exposing it?
Pourquoi ils cachent leur péché au lieu de les confesser, s'en repentir et les abandonner?
Because there's a veil. Why would he need people convincing a believer that he has sinned instead of him immediately saying I've sinned?
Pourquoi y a-t-il le besoin que des gens convainquent le croyant qu'il a péché alors qu'il devrait spontanément être convaincu et se repentir?
In Luke chapter 24,
dans Luc 24,
verset 15. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him.
Pendant qu'ils s'entretenaient et discutaient, Jésus s'approcha et fit route avec eux, mais leurs yeux étaient empêchés de le reconnaître.
They were kept from recognizing him.
Leurs yeux étaient empêchés de le
reconnaître. They were believers.
C'était des croyants.
But there was a veil.
Mais il y avait un voile.
That blinded them from recognizing the Lord.
Ils empêchaient de reconnaître le Seigneur.
In verse 30. When he was at table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then verse 31. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him.
Pendant qu'il était à table avec eux, il prit le pain, dit la bénédiction, puis il le remplit et le leva devant. Alors leurs yeux s'ouvrirent et ils le reconnurent.
These believers needed a veil to be removed.
Ces croyants avaient besoin que le voile soit enlevé.
And when it was removed,
et lorsque le voile fut enlevé,
their eyes were open and they recognized him.
Leurs yeux s'ouvrirent et ils le reconnurent.
So although they believed, they were blinded.
Donc, quand ils furent croyants, ils étaient aveuglés.
But when the veil was removed,
et lorsque le voile fut enlevé,
they recognized the Lord.
Ils reconnurent le Seigneur.
Even the 12.
Même les 12.
Verse 45.
Verset 45.
Then he opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures.
Alors il leur ouvrit l'intelligence pour comprendre les écritures.
The Lord had to open their minds.
Le Seigneur a dû ouvrir leur intelligence.
So they would understand the scriptures.
Pour qu'ils comprennent les écritures.
They were blinded.
Ils étaient aveuglés.
The mind must be opened.
L'intelligence doit être ouverte.
So the scriptures are understood.
Afin que les écritures soient comprises.
You are so far away. Please move ahead. It's like some company at the back there.
On dirait qu'il y a
from the camera person back there. Move ahead.
La caméra woman jusqu'à l'arrière avancée.
There's a seat here. A believer.
Un croyant.
Still has bills.
Ah, encore des voiles.
You see, you teach people and teach people.
Tu enseignes les gens et tu les enseignes.
But they don't seem to understand.
Mais ils ont l'air de ne pas comprendre.
Why do believers hear the truth?
Pourquoi est-ce que les croyants entendent la vérité?
But they don't obey.
Mais ils n'obéissent pas.
Because they say this.
Parce qu'il y a un voile.
The veil must be torn.
Le voile doit être déchiré.
As the veil is torn,
et pendant que le voile est déchiré,
you understand more truth.
Tu comprends davantage la vérité.
As the veil is torn,
au fur et à mesure que le voile est déchiré,
you understand more truth.
Tu comprends davantage la vérité.
As the veil is torn,
au fur et à mesure que le voile est déchiré,
you understand more truth.
Tu comprends davantage la vérité.
Have you ever cried out to God?
As-tu jamais crié à Dieu?
To tear the veil.
Tu déchires le voile.
So that you may see more.
Afin que tu vois mieux.
You don't yet see all the truth, my brother.
Tu ne vois pas encore toute la vérité.
You don't yet see all the truth, my sister.
Tu ne vois pas encore toute la vérité, ma sœur.
When the Holy Spirit tears some of the veil,
lorsque le Saint-Esprit déchire une partie du voile,
you see more.
Tu vois ça.
When he tears some more of the veil,
lorsqu'il en déchire encore plus,
you see more.
Tu vois davantage.
You have the humility.
As-tu l'humilité?
To ask God.
De demander à Dieu.
To tear the veil.
De déchirer le voile.
So you may see more.
Afin que tu vois davantage.
To tear the veil, so that you may correct what you have been teaching. Do you have the humility to be able to say, no, what I taught was wrong? And now see better. Or you just keep continuing the error because you don't have the humility to say, no, I did not see it well.
Ou alors tu préfères continuer dans ton erreur parce que tu n'as pas d'humilité et avant je n'avais pas bien vu.
And I'll see.
Maintenant je vois.
If you were wrong,
si tu étais dans l'erreur,
would you have the courage to tell people I was wrong?
Auras-tu le courage de dire aux gens que j'étais dans l'erreur?
Most people,
la plupart des gens,
because of an inferiority complex,
à cause d'un complexe d'infériorité,
they haven't the courage to say I was wrong.
N'ont pas le courage de dire que j'étais dans l'erreur.
To tell a small man to say that I was wrong, would think that his world has ended.
Pour qu'un petit homme dise que j'étais dans l'erreur, il croirait que son monde s'est terminé.
A great man says I was wrong.
Un grand homme dit j'étais dans l'erreur.
The veil must be torn. The veil must be torn. Unless the veil is torn increasingly, you cannot make progress.
À moins que le voile soit déchiré de façon croissante, tu ne peux pas faire de progrès.
The 12 were believers.
Les 12 étaient des croyants.
But the Lord had to open their minds so that they would understand the scriptures.
Le Seigneur a dû ouvrir leur intelligence pour comprendre les écritures.
If your mind is not being opened increasingly,
si ton intelligence n'est pas en train d'être ouverte de façon croissante,
if you are not a perpetual student,
si tu n'es pas un étudiant perpétuel,
cry out, God, open my eyes, open my eyes, open my eyes.
Dieu, ouvre mes yeux, ouvre mes yeux.
You'll be turning around. Pride.
L'orgueil.
It's a disaster.
It's a disaster.
If you are not seeing truth in depth, breadth, and height that you did not see before,
si tu n'es pas en train de voir les vérités en profondeur, en largeur et en hauteur, that mieux que tu ne voyais avant,
you have a problem.
Alors tu as un problème.
Let's stop and go for lunch.
Arrêtons ici, allons dîner.
The people say that they have rules about handling of food.
Les gens de la cafétéria disent qu'ils ont des règles sur la façon de traiter la nourriture.
Its freshness.
Sa fraîcheur.
Etc. Just go and eat quickly and come back.
Allez juste manger vite et revenez.
Stand up and go.
Allez-y.